Leaders inspiring others to work happier. How do you do that? You become somebody that somebody else wants to emulate. That's how you inspire others. It's not do as I say, not as I do. People don't respect that. What people respect, what people want to follow, is people who emulate good ideas and good emotions. The other thing I'd like you to leave with today is that it's your choice. Your choice every second to decide what your perspective is and how you are going to go about your world. Now, what we tend to do as human beings in our lives is we get to the end of the day, and what do? I didn't get this done. I didn't get this done. I didn't get this done. We don't celebrate enough what we do. Sometimes I do this out loud. When I finish a project, I will literally say out loud, "All right." Because when you think something, you imprint once. When you write something, you imprint again. When you speak it, you're not only speaking, but you're hearing. And that is such a solid imprint in our brains. Today, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about how you can do that. I'm going to give you real tools and techniques to do that. But I want to start out with this. So there's this great poll that came out done by Gallup. It's called The State of the American Workplace. And it speaks to why I think this is an important subject. I think it's important because it affects the bottom line of our companies. So according to this poll, 30% of employees are fully engaged. 30%. That means 30% of the workers are going to work and they are excited about their purpose. 18% are actively disengaged. They purposely go into their jobs every day and they hate it. And they talked about a toxic work environment. And we'll touch on that a little bit because that can just throw everything off kilter. Those are people you really need to deal with. Well, what they found is people who aren't engaged are really not as satisfied with their life as a whole. And what we call now well-being instead of wellness is directly tied to life satisfaction. Harvard Business Review did a great article a couple of years ago. They actually took tax managers in the middle of tax season and had them do positive activities and tested them on this life satisfaction scale. And they were amazed at their life satisfaction after.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?